Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
All right, Lollapalooza Band, or a band I was in. We'll play, I promise. Coming up, Dave, you know the Jeffrey Epstein story, Steve, Mary. This is just horrific, what Epstein and his rich pals did to a lot of young girls. So when we saw this, we wanted to invite Michael Jacobson in from the Illinois Hotel Lodging Association, president and CEO, to talk about how you recognize that a girl might be in trouble or that a kid might be in trouble. Because this human sex trafficking that goes on certainly happens here in Chicago and every major city in the country. And good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning.
What's the get right in that microphone for me? What is the hotel inn role in this?
So I think people sometimes forget the sad reality that human trafficking does take place in our hotels, and it's something that we're not trying to hide. Instead, we're trying to take head on and really address it and try to prevent it and end it from happening in our hotels.
So have you had to take staff aside and teach them specifically what to look for?
We have. So throughout the year and throughout the last several years, we've really put a focus on training our employees on how to detect it, the warning signs when a guest is checking in or when a housekeeper is cleaning the room, what the warning signs are, and then also how to report it without putting their own lives in danger, because obviously those that are taking place in trafficking are not good people.
Not dangerous criminals.
Our employee safety at risk.
So is this as simple as if you see something, say something, because you and the authorities will figure out whether it's real?
It's a little bit more complicated than that. I think that some of the signs, there's also sensitivities around it, that it's not as simple as just, you can't see a victim. A lot of times it just happens under our nose without us knowing. So it's a little bit more intricate on what the warning signs are. For example, when a male and female check in, is the female talking? Can you engage her? Is she holding her own purse, or is the man holding the purse for her? So there's some little subtle signs that our employees can detect. The most important thing is making sure that the employees are trained and that training takes place every year or so that they don't forget that, because the trainings that we have in place only take about 20 to 30 minutes, but obviously they can empower an employee to save a life.
Do these creeps travel in ways that seem to repeat themselves? I mean, we know pedophiles in particular look for a victim who appears to be weak, and their exploitation of the victim is pretty consistent. Is it similar in this case?
Yeah, I think one, especially when you look at the role that hotels play, I think a lot of times when we see large-scale events, you see a natural uptick in human trafficking. For example, the Super Bowl is one of the most trafficked events throughout the entire world. And we have a lot of major
events. We just don't think about it. We just don't think it happens.
You don't. And again, it happens without you even knowing. It might be happening right next to you. And We're lucky enough in Chicago to have some large-scale events. We have the NBA All-Star Game coming up in February. So in addition to our regular trainings that we have in place at our hotels, the chains also come in and do specific focus trainings with our staff in person to prepare for those large-scale events so that they're empowered around those major events.
You want to recognize any particular chain who's taking a lead on this or is doing a good job?
Yeah, I would say, they all have their own unique programs in place, but Marriott International, for the last 2.5 years, has really put an emphasis around this. It's a requirement for every one of their employees throughout their entire system. And earlier this year, they announced that they've surpassed 500,000 of their employees already trained. So I think they're one of the leaders in this. And I think that it's they've realized the important role that we do play.
What about the public? What do we do?
So that's the other thing. While our employees are the first line of defense, whether it's a front desk agent or a housekeeper, I think the guests and the general public also have a role to play. We're in the hotel lobbies, we're in the bars, we see different warning signs. So we're also creating signage and information for our guests on ways they can detect it, and then again, how they can report it to the right, whether it's a law enforcement agency or someone within the hotel, so that they're not engaging a potential victim or a potential trafficker, but they report it the right way so that we could take it into our hands and investigate.
Well, give me an example. Like, what should we be looking for?
Again, I think some of the signs that I mentioned earlier of whether or not a woman that you feel like she's in control of her own life, or if she steps back or she's not engaged. Also, if she, as I mentioned earlier, she's not holding her own bag, or the male steps in and speaks with her. That's one thing that we train our employees of. If you suspect something, try to engage the female and see that if she's empowered to respond or not.
The difference between a dominating jerk in a male-female relationship and someone who's a criminal, it's pretty subtle, I would think.
It is, and that's where we have to be a little sensitive, because obviously we don't want to, if they're a legitimate customer and it's a case where a gentleman that's 20 years older is dating a younger woman, we don't want to engage and upset that guest, but also we have to take it seriously that in certain cases it could be a case of trafficking. So that's where we have to make sure that our employees understand those subtle differences and take the steps to not necessarily engage them right away, but make sure that they take the steps to report it to security, report it to law enforcement, so that the true professionals like Department of Homeland Security, Chicago Police, sure, could then step in and investigate.
You know, we live in a world where people are more aware than ever and probably less interested in getting involved. You know, it's not my business, mm-hmm, and I don't want to make a fuss. I tell people all the time, you can call any police department in America and make an anonymous tip. You can call somebody and say, listen, this is what I saw. This is what I heard. I don't know if there's anything going on, but I think you guys should look into it. Without giving your name, without having to testify in court down the road, whatever the case may be. Hotel similar?
Absolutely. We, again, in a major city like Chicago, we have dedicated security teams on staff at the hotel. But even if you don't, the front desk staff can always call a manager. And then we're lucky enough to have really strong relationships with several nonprofits who dedicate their entire mission to this cause. Organizations like Polaris and ECPAT. And then we also have strong relationships with law enforcement that not only help in the training of our employees, but also step in and investigate that. They're really trained at how to detect it, how to prevent it. So while our employees are the front line and our guests are the front line, nobody should ever feel afraid to report it. And worst case scenario, it doesn't. It's not a case. Well, I guess that's the best case scenario.
Best
it's not
scenario,
a case. But they, I don't think anyone should ever feel afraid to report it either to our hotel staff if they see it in one of our properties or to law enforcement. That's their job.
I know you can't speak to specifics, but I assume this has worked. I assume hotels have caught people in this. Yes?
It has, yeah. And I mean, in a situation like this where it is a sensitive topic, and again, in a lot of cases, unfortunately, we don't know about or we don't see. We don't have specific numbers of how prevalent it is, but we know it does happen. And I think some people think that we would want to just sweep it under the rug, and that's absolutely not the case. But we do know anecdotal stories about it happening in our hotels, and that's why we've taken such a strong position and made such a strong commitment to make sure that we can prevent and detect it.
The awkwardness of being in a hotel room where you hear a lot of noise in the room next door, and you don't know if somebody's having sex, you don't know if somebody is in trouble. What do you recommend? Call downstairs and just say, I don't know what's going on, but here's what I'm hearing.
I've been in a situation like that where we heard a child screaming next door. It was on New Year's Eve several years ago. And it was one of those where, I mean, I have a one-year-old now, and obviously she screams in the middle,
sure,
of the night at some,
sure,
points. But this was just a scream that didn't sound natural. We let it go on for a few minutes, and then it was just one of those really loud, just you could
sounds
tell
like
something
terror
was wrong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we called down to security, and a couple minutes later, we heard the knock on the door. We don't know how it panned out. Obviously, we didn't want to engage and escalate the situation, but that is where security steps in, and you have the true professionals really come in and investigate, and the crying stopped. And again, we don't know exactly what happened, but reporting it, I think, is the first step to preventing it.
So just to review, know that your hotel is trying to train their employees to the best of their ability to watch for this stuff, but we, the guests, can certainly listen up and play a part in this too.
Absolutely. The sad reality is that this is a $150 billion industry. It impacts 40 million men, women, and children. So this is
unbelievable.
It is. And it's not you mentioned Epstein earlier, and there are some cases of high profile cases, but many of them, as I've mentioned, just happen right under your nose. And we're trying to do everything we can just to raise awareness of this so that everyone could play a role in trying to end it.
If people, you send them to a website or anything for more information on this?
Yeah, from the hotel's perspective, the American Hotel and Lodging Association in Washington has really taken the lead in coordinating and sharing success stories and best practices. Their website is ahla.com.
Okay.
But then there's also several resources out there that, again, are dedicated to the issue of human trafficking. Polaris, ECPAT, as well as the Department of Homeland Security's Blue Campaign are some of the leading organizations and agencies that are leading the charge to coordinate not just the hotel industry, but all businesses and all different sectors to come for the common cause to end this modern-day slavery.
Appreciate you educating us on this.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming over. Yeah, it absolutely is.